Well, we're going to get into the Word tonight. We won't keep you super long. We want to be able to encourage you. And then again, in the weeks ahead, we'll do a little better. But we're going to start out this message of being positive in a negative world, which I think is timely and is helpful. And we're going to start with a text passage from Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. And it goes like this: "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now, central in this passage to what Joshua was saying to the people under the anointing of the Holy Spirit was to meditate on God's Word. And the word meditate means to think deeply, to focus one's mind, and consider. So to meditate is to think deeply, to focus one's mind, and to consider. To consider what's being said, to consider the promises of God, to consider God's heart that He's speaking to you. The Amplified puts that like this: "But you shall read and meditate on it day and night." You shall read and meditate on it day and night. And the New Living Translation says it like this: "Study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night." So we are to read or to study the Word of God and to meditate on it day and night, which again, meditate means to think deeply, to consider, to focus one's mind on it. And so a way to be positive and to think positive in a negative world is to meditate on God's positive Word. Feed your spirit with the Word of God, and it will be a tremendous help to you. One thing that you need to know is that you can't meditate on the Word if you're not reading it. And don't limit yourself to the Journey Church daily Bible reading, which is just one chapter out of the Bible every day. In 2 Thessalonians, the chapters aren't real long, and you're not going to spend a whole lot of time on there. It's worthy of reading. It's worthy of meditating on it. I even put a thought in my own personal meditation on that, on our Journey Church Facebook page for people to think about and be encouraged in, along the lines of what this message is. But have your own Bible time of your own devotion, your own study, your own searching of the Scriptures, in addition to the daily Bible reading. These are the things that God will bless you with, and they will feed your spirit and help you to be positive. When we do that, we will be strong and courageous. That's what our text says. That when we meditate on the Word of God, it will enable us to be strong and to be courageous. And we certainly need to be courageous, full of faith in these negative times. The airwaves are full of negativity. If you feed on the news nonstop rather than the Word of God, you will become so negative. You will become so distracted and negative focus, world focus, and it will tear you down. And so I really encourage you to spend time reading the Word, praying the Word, meditating the Word, and let it be a blessing on you. So what do we think about? Well, we don't want to be thinking about the news all the time. It's okay to be up to date. It's okay to find out what the government's asking of us to exercise precaution and to find out when the restriction of having public gatherings will be restricted and that things are improving. It's wonderful to monitor the news, but don't feed on it nonstop. Rather, what should we be feeding on? What should we be doing? How can we be positive in our thoughts in a negative world? Well, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, really has a wonderful a focus on what our mind should be stayed on, what our mind should be fixed on. And this is what it says, Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Consider these things. Think about these things. And so they're positive things. That's what the Word of God is encouraging us to do. So spend time thinking about positive things. Well, the Word of God's positive, and so that's a good thing. But even positive things in your life. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Be thankful for what the Lord has done. And it'll be something that will lift your spirit and help you become positive in the face of all the negativity. And then Psalm 19, verse number 14, says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." What we meditate on, what we think about, what we are considering, what we're studying, will fill us, and then that will come out of our mouths. And so we really want to get that focus and work on feeding on the Word of God to keep our thoughts positive and to lift our spirits. Now, it says the words of my mouth. May the words of my mouth be acceptable to you, Lord. Well, in modern times, we might say it like this. Not only the words of my mouth, may they be acceptable to you, Lord, but the typing of my hands. You could say the messages that I post. The messages that I post, may they be acceptable to you, O Lord. And so think about what you're putting on Facebook and other social media platforms. Are you posting positive, uplifting, encouraging things, or are you sharing things that are negative and bringing people down? Are you being critical or even being harsh with other people, judgmental with other people? We need to be light that's shining in the darkness right now, including on social media. Be an encourager. Amen. And then Psalm 104, verse 33 and 34 says, "I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to Him. I will be glad in the Lord." The Bible tells us to meditate on the Word, but we need to be singing as well as meditating. Songs of praise and worship, songs that are Scripture-based, will lift you and help you to be positive in a negative world as well. So you can be listening to K-Love or Spirit FM and just have that positive, encouraging, uplifting music fill your homes and minister to your spirit. Music does have a powerful impact on our lives, and it will help us to become positive if we're listening to positive, encouraging radio or positive, encouraging praise music, worship music. There's so many places you can go to be able to get that, stream that, download albums, and then play them and feed on them. You can even use your Amazon Alexa and tell it to play K-Love or Spirit FM or just praise music, worship music, and it'll do that for you. So what do we spend time singing about is going to cause our thoughts to be focused on that. So when we sing faith-filled songs, our thoughts, our meditation, what we're considering will be spiritual and uplifting. And then just another thing I wanted to share with you is spending time in the Word will produce faith. Not only will it make you positive, but it will feed your faith, and we need faith in these times as well. We need to feed on the promises that God has made regarding healing and divine health, and just in the way of encouragement. Even Jim Caseman, the head of our ministry organization that Pastor Lisa and I are ordained with and our church is associated with, He just shared a wonderful post on social media about how it's absolutely God's will to heal people. It's shown in Isaiah 53 that Jesus took care of our spiritual needs as well as our physical needs. And he referenced back in the time where Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years, that those that were following God and keeping his commandments during that time of wandering, again, 40 years, there wasn't a sick among them. There wasn't anyone who was feeble. So God will take care of you. And when you meditate on these kind of things, it'll give you faith to resist coronavirus or COVID-19 or any other sickness and disease. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, and that and sickness, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, is a part of the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from that, so sickness has no right to exist in the believer's body. Amen. Now, spending time in the Word produces faith. Of course, the familiar text for that is Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Just very quickly, I want to share a couple more scriptures with you. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 8, verse 21. I'm skipping a previous verse for time's sake. But Luke chapter 8, verse 21 says, "But he answered and said to them, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now we need to meditate on the word, but not only do we need to meditate on the word, we need to do it. Now, in our text in Joshua, we know that when we meditate on the Word of God, it will empower us, it will enable us to keep His commandments, to do His will. And so, when we meditate on the Word of God, faith being produced, we need to act on that faith. We need to be a hearer, but also a doer of the Word of God. And then, last scripture is Luke chapter 11, verse 28, where it says, "But He said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Again, we want to be doers, keepers of the word, and not simply hearers. So what you hear, act on. Start doing the things that I've talked to you about tonight so that you can be positive in a negative world. I have a summary of some things, four things that we can do to be positive in a negative world in conclusion. And that's number one, the fact that faith will, as a principle, we need to feed our faith, and when we place our faith actively in God, we will be positive. So we need to be people of faith, people who trust in God, and that will make us positive. Then another principle is love. Love God and love others without judgment. To be positive in a negative world, we need to be people of love. So love God, love others without judgment. And then a third principle is to obey. We need to obey God in His timing. Don't get discouraged. That makes you negative. When you don't get everything answered exactly when and how you want it to be done, God always comes through. It may not be just as soon as you wanted it, but He is faithful. He has always come through for me, and I know He will come through for you. And then fourthly, the principle of worship. You can do that in your homes. You can do that in your cars. You can do that in your life. If we worship God with a thankful heart, we will be positive in a negative world. These are some thoughts from the Word of God. Let's close in prayer. I hope this has been a blessing to you and that you can share it with others. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you that it is going to be a force for power within our own life as we read it, as we study it, as we meditate upon it, that it's going to produce faith. It's going to empower us to live positively in a negative world, to be a blessing to other people, and to do the things that you desire for us to do. We thank you for that and give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.